Good morning. I am Piper Toyama, head of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. This will be the last presentation that I will be making as head of PBA. On July 1st of this year, I will retire. I want to thank Mu'ilili Honganji for this opportunity over these many years to share my ideas. This morning, I would like to reflect on the power of gratitude. Reverend Shoki Mori of the Los Angeles Bitsuin Buddhist Temple said this about Shin Buddhism. Jodo Shinshu teaching is not intellectual in nature. That is, there is nothing difficult we must learn to become aware that we are constantly bathed in the light of Amida Buddha's great compassion. Unquote. When we reach this awareness, and at the same time we grasp that this compassion is directed to us just as we are, we are overcome with gratitude, and there is nothing we can do except recite the name Namo Amida Butsu. Such is what I understand to be the essence of Jodo Shinshu. The moment of transformation is the experience of gratitude. And now the English-speaking world is beginning to discover the importance, value, and benefits of gratitude, a truth that Shinran taught over 750 years ago. So what is the Western world finding out about the truth of this transformative power of gratitude? Scientific research is now confirming the power of the human mind to influence our emotional and physical well-being. We now accept that mental health, emotional health, and physical health are deeply interconnected. Our thoughts are connected to moods, brain chemistry, circulatory function, and the functioning of other physiological systems in our bodies. Our thoughts can trigger physiological changes in our body. We now know that what we think affects our health, and specifically, positive thoughts increase our sense of well-being and physical health. Researchers have focused on the experience of gratitude and its effect on mental and physical health. Their research is showing that there is a strong correlation between gratitude and the five factors affecting happiness. Richard Layard identified these factors as 1. Physical health, 2. Finances, 3. Relationships, 4. Personal sense of well-being, and 5. The workplace. Researchers are now finding that gratitude positively affects each of these factors. With regard to physical health, research shows that gratitude can prevent headaches, stomach aches, and nausea. Heartbeats are more coherent and follow more harmonious rhythms. Gratitude also can trigger a host of biochemical changes that result in healthful body responses. For example, people who experience gratitude regularly exercise more. They experience better quality of sleep, recover more quickly from health issues, and are more resilient to trauma. In finances, gratitude lessens the senses of materialism and envy. People are more willing to part with material possessions. They are more generous. They are less committed to the idea that material wealth brings happiness. Material success is not an important factor in the happiness of highly grateful people. In relationships, individuals experiencing gratitude have an increased sense of connectedness with others. They are less aggressive and experience increased empathy. Gratitude enhances cooperative actions and decreases selfish behavior. There is greater willingness and energy to help others, and this pro-social behavior extends into the future. Gratitude has a positive influence on judgment, as individuals tend to make decisions based on what is good for the group. Grateful people are more extroverted, agreeable, open, conscientious, and less neurotic. The experience of gratitude and appreciation enhances the personal sense of well-being. People are more content, happier, and optimistic. They experience positive emotions more frequently. They are less angry and hostile, depressed, and emotionally vulnerable. Their levels of determination, attention, enthusiasm, and energy are increased. In the workplace, grateful employees are more optimistic, experience lower levels of stress, are more cooperative and helpful, and have lower absenteeism. Leading research is in the study of gratitude include Dr. Robert Emmons, University of California at Davis, Dr. Michael McCullough, University of Miami, Dr. Martin Seligman, University of Pennsylvania, and Dr. Sonia Libomorsky, University of California at Riverside. Now that I have listed how the experience of gratitude can have profound effects on one's physical, mental, and emotional well-being, I would like to turn my attention to examining the quality of the experience of gratitude that creates change. The experience begins with preparation. We must intend to practice gratitude and thus become sensitive to gratitude opportunities. Second, we must be self-aware of the moment of gratitude, and now and in the past. We practice mindfulness of each moment by paying attention to others, to things, to sounds, to places, and to unfolding events and experiences. We seek in these moments opportunities for gratitude. We open ourselves to go beyond the routine by looking for new situations, opportunities, and connections for which to feel grateful. We also recall events and experiences that have made us grateful in the past. Through simple, silent reflection, we review actions, relationships, and the environment that contribute to feelings of gratitude, happiness, and peace. And third, at the core of the experience of gratitude, our egos are diminished. At the moment of the gratitude experience, the object, person, or persons to which our gratitude is directed grows larger and more meaningful than our ego-centered concerns. We become connected to others, deriving the benefit of becoming a part of a larger community. In this feeling of connection to an entity, a oneness that is larger than oneself, we're bathed in the spirit of interdependence. When the gratitude experience includes these criteria, we go beyond simple appreciation or thankfulness, and we obtain the full benefits of the gratitude experience. We can fortify this experience by simply acknowledging it through expressions of thankfulness and connectedness. Here are three simple expressions. The first expression is appropriate when you begin your day. It goes as follows. I join my hands in thanks for the many wonders of life and for having 24 brand new hours before me. A second expression. I thank all beings, known and unknown, who bring peace and happiness to my life. And third, in the Jodo Shinshu tradition, Namo Amida Butsu. I would like to end by suggesting three ways of strengthening gratitude experiences that have proven to be effective by researchers. The first way is a gratitude journal. It is a well-researched practice, and here's how it works. Write down 1 to 3 things you're grateful for each day, 3 times a week or once a week. Be specific. Mention the name of the person, place, or thing to whom you direct your gratitude. Tell what you feel. The second technique is a gratitude letter. Write a letter to someone who has contributed to your well-being and whom you have not thanked properly. Describe the benefits, gifts you receive. Be specific and detailed. Describe how the actions made you feel. And this is the part that really makes the experience profound. Take this letter to the person and read it out loud to that person. And here's my last suggestion. As soon as this presentation is over, text a thank you note, email a thank you note, make a thank you phone call, write a thank you note. Remember that your personal peace is only as far away as a sincere and profound thank you. I end with my appreciation for this honor of sharing ideas on gratitude this morning.